With the last hurdle cleared early this month, Governor Rick Scott told local officials at Port Miami that one of their long-standing wishes is about to be granted.
Today, we're committed to building a cost-effective I-395 bridge that will improve connectivity between I-95 and Port Miami while revitalizing the surrounding area with a new, inspiring signature bridge.
Construction will start in about 5 years, and the cost will be held to no more than $600 million. For the money, the city gets a bridge it hopes will eventually be recognized as one of the city's trademarks. And Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says it will also be designed to undo the blight the I-95 overpass inflicted on the Overtown area decades ago.
It's part of the redevelopment of all downtown. It caused a great harm in the past, and we need to rectify that.
The way was cleared when the city of Miami settled a lawsuit against the State Department of Transportation. It had accused the agency of pretending to support the popular signature bridge concept in order to qualify for federal funding, while planning all along to build a cheaper, more utilitarian structure. The $600 million cap is a product of the settlement, along with a requirement that the final design be approved by a committee of local officials. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.